So if you think if Gandhi had an Instagram account, it would be like a fitness Instagram account. Like, do you think?
No, it would be a yoga Instagram
account. Oh, would it be one of those? Gandhi like, yoga? Namaste in bed all day. One of those fucking things. He'd like, oh.
Put like one of those out every week or something.
Well, like, do you think at any point on his Instagram, like, front page, he would have the words aspire to inspire?
I don't know. Oh, man.
Nothing gets me quite like that one. It's like, what are you doing with your life?
You think there'd just be prolonged videos of him on hunger strike?
Day 74, still haven't eaten.
It'd be the worst Instagram live story
dude,
ever.
Dude, imagine that macro calculator. Imagine that.
It's so easy, dude.
Just a fucking empty pie chart. Just like, yep. You know, we're still on that fast. He's like testing for ketosis in the morning, showing us how it's done. Just this toxic fucking nitrogen-based mess.
I get all my calories from oxygen.
Oh, shit.
Like, oh, I'm sorry, Gandhi.
No, big ups, man. 1947, that was a big year. But it's like, I think about that, right? Like, how Instagram and social media, like, what it would look like if George Washington had an Instagram account.
Oh,
or, like,
because
people have asked me, like, oh, what do you think about, like, Schwarzenegger? I think Schwarzenegger has a bigger following now on social media than he would have back then. Right? Because it's like governor, you know, diddle the maid, the whole thing.
He's
like,
done a lot in his life.
Yeah, well, now I think he's more popular now than he was back then. Like, he was pretty, like, pigeonholed niche meathead, and then he's, like, politician, world leader, all that, and then, I don't know, I think this is a good segue, actually.
You know, I think that is a good segue.
I want to start off because I want to talk about the reviews, and we've had one review. A guy named Jesus said, this podcast is to die for. Just kidding. Bad joke. But we don't.
Is that real?
No, it's not real. Neither are any of the not new reviews we've gotten. So if you're listening to this, do us a favor. It matters. Because if you go through like the health and fitness top, like I think it's 200 on the podcast ratings. The fact that like people were able to dupe people into leaving reviews on some of these podcast titles are just like it's not good.
Yeah.
It doesn't bode well for my psyche that some of these podcast titles are actually ranked in the top 200. I don't know. Let me see if I can pull some up here. This might take a while. I'm not.
Take your time with it.
I'm not tech savvy. In the meantime, who would you like to see past world leaders, their fake Instagram accounts? It would be like, that Stalin would be pretty good.
You think Putin has one?
Look it up. I wouldn't imagine he would.
You don't think he would? Yeah.
Putin.
Russia kind of keeps their things.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. Yeah. All right, I can't fucking find this. We'll talk about it later.
That's
but
right. Let's get
social media has created a new monster in the lifting world. And I really want to get your opinion on it because it's like a weird cross-pollination between both of our lives. and I'm talking, of course, about Super League.
I just had to look this up on YouTube.
Yeah.
Super League Live, I believe.
Yeah.
So you have to look up to find it.
Yeah.
For those that would also not know what it is, can you explain a little bit to us?
Yeah, so I'm still working on it. And no, like, honestly though, like I've had like acquaintances that have competed in this. Now it's like CrossFit meets bodybuilding would probably be the best way to describe it. So, like, first came to my attention, Joe Rogan did a podcast with Dorian Yates. Are you familiar with who Dorian Yates is?
I'm not.
How in the fuck do you live? So, Dorian Yates is, like, one of those badass, like, professional bodybuilders of all time. Like, just... Anyways.
I've been in that world. I don't think the word badass applies.
No, I mean, if it did, it would apply here.
Okay, okay.
But, so, he started this thing, and he talked about it on the Rogan podcast, and it's like I'll pull up the details here, but there'll be a finite amount of people who know exactly what I'm talking about, and it's got a lot of like I don't know if traction or trust is the right word, but it's like they're sponsored by Nike and bodybuilding.com, and it's 8 events if I'm not mistaken.
Do you know the events?
Now let me pull that up.
Let's pull those
up. And it's like, I got to play devil's advocate because like, I know your opinion on this is not going to be favorable because it's like, it is kind of a rip on the CrossFit model, like a little bit. Just the fact that it's like
I don't know
competitive
if
fitness. Is that like,
Well, I wouldn't call it fitness. I'd call it competitive isolation.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of fair.
Yeah, I think they're... I mean, just a little that I know about this, and I've heard a little bit about it in the past from actually people who have been at the events.
Yeah.
And it's... So the thing right off the bat that bugs me is, and the reason why CrossFit is so successful at what it's doing is it's very objective and measurable, right?
Yeah.
The thing about what I've seen through Super League Live is that their repetitions, I don't know what they're counting as a repetition, right? They're not going through full range of motion. There's no set standard of, you know, depth or whatever with their squats, with their, you know, their presses. They're on a machine, so what counts as a lockout, things like that. So the reason that CrossFit is so widespread and universal is because there are standards to every single movement.
It's reproducible.
It's very, exactly. Yeah. I know someone in this gym, if they're doing a squat, they're doing the same squat as someone down the road on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Right? As opposed to...
So I got it here.
All right, let's see these events.
So first off, shout out to the people at the top. So Dorian Yates, president. You don't know who he is. He's a fucking legend. So let's get that out of there. Because we're going to have a posing.
I think we have a different definition of legends.
You wouldn't say that to his face. If he was in here right now, you'd call him whatever the fuck you want to call him.
He'd probably move really fast forward and back. But
no, I don't know, man. He's nimble now. He's not what he used to be. He's not like this. Because he was like the dude. Like when he came around, he was like, if you go to Gold's Venice... They have like a wall of like the chronological order of like Mr. Olympia winners, and that's where shit got weird. Like before him, it was like, I could see humans kind of looking like that, but then you just see Yates and it's like, what the fuck happened there? Like he was next level. So he's president. Man. Gal Ferreira, I'm probably pronouncing her name wrong. She's league official, so she's an IFBB pro bodybuilder. And Stan, now you know Stan Efferding, right? Or heard of him.
I've heard the name.
The Rhino. Again, so I'm going to be very reluctant to file any grievances based on this starting lineup of officials here. Because, like, Stan is an absolute beast. okay, so now we'll get down to, so it's two rounds.
Okay.
So round one they call the output quotient. Okay. So we're already into math. We've already lost, like, half the people listening. So it's eight movements.
Okay.
One set per movement for 12 reps. So I think you have to pick a predetermined weight that you would do that you think you can do for 12 reps, which is it leads itself to a little bit of subjectivity.
Format. Yeah.
So what you do is you take the weight completed reps equals your output. So it's like you want to get something.
I lifted 64,000 pounds.
Well, I mean, honestly, you'll have some people that like. I think Amit Sapir was doing like 1,000 something on like the hack squat machine.
But was he
which
really
is weird.
Squatting?
Well, that's, I'm not going to, that question is often circled around Amit squats as it is.
That looks a lot like something I would call a jerk.
But it's weird though, because it's like machines are built for a percentile of people, right? Like they're built for like ranges
for
of motion are going to be. Yeah, exactly.
Right? Middle range.
Yeah.
Right?
So it's like the super tall or the super short, which, you know, this idea of like superhumans, it's like you're dealing with what we would imagine to be permutations on either end of the spectrum. Like there's one dude that did the one a couple months ago that was like, he's like 7 feet tall. Amit's like 5'5", but they use the same machine.
How the fuck is someone 7 feet tall?
I swear to God, man, some like...
coming from my short end.
Some like Finnish guy or something like that. Okay, so round one is output quotient.
So what are the movements?
Okay, yeah, that's a good question. Okay, so power squat, which is like the hack squat.
Wait, power squat.
Yeah, that's
so
the name.
In weightlifting, power means that I'm not going to go below parallel. Is that
does
what
it
means in this? Yeah.
I don't know.
So like a power clean, you're catching that barbell above parallel squat.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
We just, learn something new every day.
What, is that what this means?
I don't think so. I think it's just trying to, so like, for example, I'll skip to the third one. The hurricane deadlift.
What the fuck?
So I think it's just the name of the machine, right? Like, I think they're trying to just hype up. Like, if you just put squat machine, that's a little
too... Is it really a deadlift machine, though?
It's weird. It's, like, very hingy. It's strange.
Okay.
And then they'll list off the people that make it. So the power squat is made by Arsenal. So again, it's a power squat machine. Right. And I think depth would be dictated on your height, right? Like depending on how variable the setup would be. Like some people who are taller might have to go lower. And like from what I've seen, some of the shorter people. Well,
it's all relative, right?
And, so well, the thing with this too is they can bottom out the machine, right? Like you can like allow it to hit the rubber at the bottom and then pick up the rebound, which is something I've seen a lot, which you can't do. I
hate everything about
this. Well, because when you bottom out a squat, it's like you're not bottoming it on rubber.
Yeah, fucking nutsack.
Well, yeah. Or you're bottoming it out like your meniscus and the discs in your spine. So it's like suspect out of the gate. But I mean, okay, so we'll move on because I think if you liked the first one, the power squat, you'll really like the second one. Quad extensions.
Oh, that's so functional.
That's sarcasm. Borderline on the sarcasm. Dangerous. I mean, again, it's like, but so we talked about CrossFit Games, so a lot of people got hurt in that one event, right? The power or the dumbbell snatch to the ring dip.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, I reached and the then, snatch, but yeah. You said like, you know, and I talked to a friend back home, Bobby Tran, when I did a podcast with him, where it's like, be fucking prepared for it, right? Those guys that did it didn't train opening the shoulder and then loading that closed shoulder. It wasn't like, if it was like 50%, I'd be like, okay, like that's a really bad selection. Not that it's my favorite order of operations, but you even said yourself, like, be ready for it. How many guys didn't get hurt? Most so it's of like them. The bodybuilders that are doing this, that do quad extensions all the time, like the patellofemoral shear, whatever like research you're going to cite, it's like, yeah, but they're ready for it. They're trained this for a lot. Do I like the idea of maxing out on it? No. Like from a rehab setting, is there benefit to like strengthening your quads after like an ACL surgery? Absolutely. I think a lot of people overlook just quad isolation strength, focus only on the hamstrings, but
I get that. Yeah. I'm not going to give them that much credit.
No, I don't think that's a part of like the vein of thinking.
The train of thought.
But I think like, yeah, it's just, it's a weird to go through like a lower body dynamic, right? So the power squat machine. And then into a lower body isolation. And I'm interested to see if it follows a trend at all. Like, is there rhyme or reason to this? So we're power squat quad extensions. So okay. As heavy as you can for hopefully 12 reps max.
Until you're
all right. Snap. Yeah. Yeah. So three, hurricane deadlifts, which is, it's like a hammer strength deadlift machine, which I think allows for you to use your body weight to sit back and allow that.
Yeah, so I'm just picturing like this hinge thing where you're
like a
landmine sort of deal.
I don't know if landmine would be the best way to put it, but it's like it allows you to use your body weight more so than a regular deadlift. Like you can sit back, and in doing so, you're not going to fall back. You'll pendulum the weight up. Right.
Okay.
So that's by Sorenex. I mean, Sorenex makes good equipment. I like Sorenex stuff. I had a friend that used to work for Sorenex. Okay. Plate-loaded pull-downs. Like which is strange because I couldn't imagine like they could. I mean, I understand the output quotient, so weight makes a difference. But that would, to me would be a great way to – if like you could put it, objectively put in pull-ups.
Absolutely.
Right? And I think the way – because we're going to get to the next portion after this where it's like – the way they load in, because this isn't, it's function and aesthetics, which is kind of a weird thing. So it's like they have plate loaded lat pull down is number four, double hammer curls.
On a machine?
It's those, J-bells. So like the center loaded magneto.
It's like a reverse, it's like a kettlebell that the handle's inside of.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's almost like, you know what, Christmas? Where you get those things that like make the noise and the little party hat comes in. Remember, you know the thing, right? You
pull the string.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine you put your hand in to pull the string, but you didn't pull the string, and what you're putting your hand in was weight. That's kind of what they're like. They're like right. Christmas poppers that are actually weights.
Okay.
So far, no, I can't really see. So it's like lower body dynamic, lower body isolation, like posterior chain. And then I guess kind of posterior chain lats again, and then going into isolation on the bicep curls, crucifix flies, which I don't really know what that means, like a power fly.
I think I don't even know what a power fly is.
Well, I think it would be like a normal fly movement for the uninitiated CrossFitters of the world would be like your elbow dips, like your elbow angle doesn't change. Right? So it's just shoulder flexion or like abduction, adduction with the elbow angle locked. What I've seen is like the power fly would mean like you get to a certain point of like adduction of the shoulder and then you can actually start flexing the elbow. So I think if the elbow drops below the plane of the shoulder, that's a rep. But yeah, and I'm pretty sure these are done on like an incline as well, which is just another interesting permutation. I'm not sure why. Viking press, which I think is like a shoulder press. I think that's what I've seen this. It's like, have you seen this rig setup that people have done?
No, where not, it's like they use, I don't know what a Viking
press is. This I've seen Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'm having...
Okay, all right.
I'm just having some realization.
And then plate-loaded dips.
Plate?
So it's machine dip for reps. 12 reps. Now, you thought you were upset now, just with that. Wait till we get to round two. And, like, I want to be on the stance that, like, I think what they're trying to do is a good thing. I'm just reluctant of... Like, this is beta testing, I hope. Right? Like, I think... There's a market for people that don't want to do the inane, ridiculous, jumping, wall-throwing shit that you guys do, but still want to compete in something that's a little bit more like maybe metabolically taxing, that's not powerlift 3 reps, where it's like you can look good when you powerlift, but not all the best powerlifters look it. Where in CrossFit, it's like if you're, you know, if Glassman is holding your hand in the air, it's like you have like a 12-pack and you're fucking absolutely shredded, right?
Well, I mean, I'm going to disagree a lot.
Yeah, go for it. Fucking unload.
But I'm not a big fan of this concept or this model. Hopefully it is a sort of beta testing, yeah. But I don't think you have to take the leap. It's just you're a bodybuilder, you know, you're a powerlifter, you're a crosser.
Yeah.
There's something that's been around way before CrossFit even started called cross training.
Ah, the right? old circuit training.
Right? Yeah. Or even one step removed from that, strength and conditioning, right? I guess by definition, that's cross training. You're doing strength, you're doing conditioning, right? So you can be strong. You can be in great shape. You can have your six pack, but you don't have to be fucking maxing out reps on a leg extension machine.
Yeah, but this just gives a, like, the super league, I think, is those wordings aren't, that's not an accident. They named it the way it is, right? They need to have a professional rank for this.
I get it. Yeah. We're going to pay a bunch of top ranked bodybuilders a ton of money and hope this shit catches on, but... Think about it this way. If it was, you know, your little cousin in the gym, are you going to want him watching these Instagram videos be like, holy shit, I'm going to go try that?
Yeah,
this
no.
is going to be awesome.
For the pure purpose that now all of a sudden all these 8 machines in the gym are always going to be taken up now. It's some sort of like just massive superset. Like there's going to be a towel on one, headphones on the other, like the guy's girlfriend sitting on another machine. Just like, we're both involved in this community, and it was unsure to me like what the hell it even was until I like looked into it the other day, like a little more in depth. Like it was just one day, it seemed like everyone I followed on Instagram was all in Vegas doing this.
Exactly.
And I was like, okay, yeah, it's kind of cool. And then I've heard some things about like you may not have been the most well run, but I'd imagine CrossFit had its issues in the early days, right? But
I'd say even...
Well, shit, man. Come on.
You can watch
what
a documentary on, like, the second CrossFit Games. It's like a Sandlot CrossFit Games.
Yeah.
But it's still run decently well.
Dude, okay. Devil's
advocate here.
It's nothing
like it was now.
No. What year was it? I mean, they had the big contract. They were in Del Mar. Maybe it was 2015. Some of the fucking helicopter deadlifts, like they started facing one judge, and by the time the rep was finished, they were facing someone behind them.
I mean, I get it. That's on the athlete, though. Yeah. That's like, you know, that guy doing his power squats, cracking his knees, and then standing up.
Yeah, I get that.
But as far as if you, I mean, now it's been shit, probably 10, 12 years. Since,
yeah. Well, at least 10
years.
Since, at
yeah.
least, this is 11. They had a 10 year contract.
Games,
yeah.
Even at regionals, everything down to the minute, down to the second, they tell you where to be, when to be there. If you're not there, you're out.
Okay.
But I mean, it's a very well-run event.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I've heard things, I haven't seen it in person, about this was not the best well-run event. I heard that some of the machines were breaking.
Well, dude, it makes sense. Like the kind of weight, like the one dude had like 1,000 pounds, and it's like, yeah, I'm sure they're made custom for the event, but it's like you can't stress test these machines enough to be able to load them like that. It's like, you know, a leg press will get used like 7 times a day in a commercial gym with like, you know,
like
500. Yeah. And then, but all of a sudden you just have like these absolute freaks just rolling through. It's like,
yeah,
something is going to break down. And now go ahead.
I'll make this point too, because this is one that I've been meaning to say, and it's probably one of the bigger points. I just haven't said it yet, is that isolation movements are not necessarily a healthy thing to train alone.
Yeah.
Isolation movements are meant for rehab. Maybe we'll throw a prehab, but a lot of time we shouldn't be training just isolation movements. Yeah. I get it. People have goals. They want to look good in their bathing suit, whatever it is. But the way your body moves, especially on machines, is not the way your body's meant to move in life.
Well, let's see. We got quad extensions. That would be considered isolation. Would you call lat pull downs isolation? I mean,
That's one of the ones I like more because it's pretty true to the movement pattern of a pull up. Yeah. Especially if you can adjust your grip width and
where your hands are.
So that's one of the ones I don't mind as
double
much.
Double hammer curls, flies, and dips.
Dips are okay in my book.
Well, the curls are like the center dumbbell thing. But even still, it's like, I don't know. Be interested to see like after. Now, we haven't even got to the best part because you're upset now. So basically, we take 8 movements, 1 set per movement, 12 reps. So put a weight on there that if you can get you wouldn't want to get a 13th rep. It would better get 11 reps heavier than 13 reps at something lighter because they're only counting 12.
So say easy math because sometimes my brain's hard. I have 100 pounds of whatever I'm doing. I do 11 reps, I get 1,100 pounds.
Yeah. But say you had like
12, I get 1,200. So it matters how many pounds you accumulate as opposed to
So you go weight times reps completed, and then you get that total output across all 8 movements. So you're dealing with a big number, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, some of these guys squatting in the thousands for 12 reps. So that's 12,000 pounds. So then you add up everything and then you divide it by your body weight. So that gives you round one is the output quotient, which is the actual like doing shit part of the event.
Okay.
Okay. So then round two is the deltas. So they have like this crazy fucking like scan machine thing. So upper body to waist ratio.
Okay.
Yeah. Lower body to waist ratio.
So this is the bodybuilding portion.
But it's the thing. It's not like it's more objective than bodybuilding because they're not judged on physique. It's purely measurements. So they get like a 3D body scan and they have all these measurements.
See, I like the objectivity of it.
Yeah.
But I hate the way they went about it.
But how do you standardize? You get these guys like to do all these lifts and then like put them spray tanned and fucking oiled up. Is like how?
I know. Well, that's one thing I don't like about bodybuilding in general is how subjective it is.
Yeah, because you thought you looked good on stage.
I thought I did. I thought I was hot shit.
That's poor friend. Okay, but so upper body to waist, lower body to waist, upper body to lower body ratio, and then you take the total of all three of these deltas, and that's your 3D score, and then you add up your output quotient, so your round one, your 8x12 or 8+, and then you get your super score, and then you get ranked accordingly on that.
Who knew these meatheads could do math so well?
I don't want to, man. So it's
shit.
I don't know. Like I think just it's.
So is that it? That's the whole competition.
That's it. So like the competition itself is like, I think they do the output quotient stuff first, where they do like your body metrics and all that. And then you go compete. So it's like there's probably, you know, you're probably looking a little different by the time you're done after or like compared to before you start. So for me, it's like.
So you get the pump.
But I think they do all the metrics cold. So you do your metric stuff first. And then I think you do your measurements after. I'm pretty sure from what I saw on like Instagram live from every fucking angle of every girlfriend or boyfriend that was recording this while they were there, because I was trying to make sense of it. So their tagline, so this is a league of superhumans, men and women with superhuman form and superhuman function. Just a quick
function.
Yeah.
This is not superhuman function.
Yeah. I don't know. It's tough, right? It's like, it's whatever you train for, right? Like CrossFitters would get murdered in this, but just as I would get murdered in a game of chess, it's not something I deem important in my life to ever practice or attain a skill at it. Right. So it's like, so this is not a physique pageant. There are no posers and no judges. The opinions, biases, and personal interpretations of other humans are not allowed. No one's feelings
will get hurt today.
Only real athletes and real metrics.
No.
No?
No. I mean, I guess there's some sort of the real metrics would be the body measurements.
Yeah.
I absolutely hate the way they went about the functional in air quotes portion of this.
So if you were to take maybe 8 movements that you would think would best dictate human function.
Eight movements.
That's a lot. So we got leeway here. We got the Junta Super League, sponsored by no one because no one gives a shit. But what would it be like if you were to pick eight?
I would say squat, deadlift.
Okay.
Some sort of pressing.
Okay.
Probably overhead press.
I was gonna say, sorry to hurt you. Fucking gypsy.
I know. It would be probably pull-ups. What's that, four?
Okay. You going ollie?
1 mile run.
Fuck you.
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
Hey, I hate running probably just as much as you.
Okay.
But let's see.
Any Olympic lifting?
Yeah, I love Olympic lifting.
I'd say clean. I would allow clean.
No, because clean's... So, it depends how specialized you want to get. Clean is more representative of strength.
Okay.
Overall strength than a snatch would be.
Yeah.
But a snatch, I think, encompasses more in terms of flexibility, balance, stability, range of motion, same thing. But, accuracy, timing, where you're at. So, if it were an Olympic lift, I would pick the snatch.
Yeah.
I think I'm at six.
Yeah.
So I got two more. Dang. I said pull-ups.
No hammer curls?
No.
You're gonna extend the hammer curls.
Right. See, to have a pull-down and a hammer curl is just silly to me because you can override what you would find in a bicep curl in a pull-up.
Yeah.
You're working a more dynamic range of motion through similar muscle groups.
I wonder if there's stipulations on pronation versus supination grip on the pull-down. I'd imagine there has to be. That has to be standardized.
Yeah, I'd imagine too.
Yeah.
I got two more. I got two fucking more. And we're just talking functionality here, right?
Yeah, I mean, just like the Junta Super League, like, I mean, if their idea is to sort of have a catch-all for, like, strength, aesthetics.
You know what? I might even...
Lunge? Let's say a single leg movement has to be in there.
Yeah, but I love single leg movement. So how about more of a... It's hard to say because I don't like a loaded lunge for weight.
Yeah.
Or for, this weight for max reps would be better. But I would say something along the lines of maybe a sled push.
Okay.
Like that's a good way to test output.
Yeah.
And then, I get one more.
Row.
I was thinking if we're going to go with something more along vertical jump? Cardiovascular. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I like vertical jump as if you want to talk like force output and stuff.
I was going to go swim.
Fuck that.
I think
Dude, I'll outswim your ass. Like, don't fucking sit here.
I'm not saying I would win it. I'm just saying, as far as human function goes.
I'd probably dust you in your own event. You know that, right? Like, with the things you laid out, like, what we got, squat, dead, you're fucked.
So then you should be happy
that mile run, you better be fucking Roger Bannister on that 4 minute mile. Cause, like, I'm coming for you for the rest of it. Now, in your mind, like,
With designated standards of movement to each.
Coming out my fucking form here? Like,
No, I'm okay, just saying this is an underlying
blanket
premise for all
statement.
Of
it. Yeah. I gotcha. Yeah. Now, if you were to pick a CrossFitter who would potentially come in here and score really well in the Super League with the output quotient versus the deltas, who's like the most jacked and tan CrossFitter that you can think of that would come in?
Jacked and tan. There's Sam Dancer.
He's the deadlift guy.
He's the guy that deadlifted a lot of the games.
$6 on like a broken fib or something like that. Yeah. I fucking like this
after
guy.
A 7K run. Jesus. And then completed the weekend. He's one. Let's see. There's this dude.
Kalipa's got to be in there.
Maybe in his prime. He was. He's like a gorilla, dude.
Yeah,
well, he can just adapt to the circumstances. Yeah. He's just brute force. So I think Kalipa would be a good one. There's this dude. I think he's out of Florida. He made it to the games a couple years ago. I think he's training Olympic lifting now. His name's Jeff Evans. He's pretty jacked. He's pretty jacked and tan, I'd say.
Because this doesn't lend itself to being fat. Like, I don't think anyone that does the Super League doesn't have like a fucking 12 pack.
Yeah.
Do you see this catching on to the point? Like, dude, Nike and bodybuilding.com, obviously, I think, is a pretty, like, intuitive sponsor. But Nike, the fact that Nike's on board with this.
Blows my mind, dude. It took Nike fucking 10 years to pick up CrossFit, and they're going to hop on this.
Yeah, but
I'm a little bit butthurt about that.
But why? Well, don't worry. They'll still make your fucking Metcon so you guys can fucking survive again.
Man, I'm waiting for those Flynet 2s.
What is he? I don't understand the point. Like, you guys get fucking just majored in the minor. Like, it doesn't... It's almost...
Oh, trust me, dude. I get it.
It's just like, I don't get... Like,
are going to make me lift 20 more pounds.
Well, yeah, we had this event. Are we guys on three now? Like, round three of the Metcons? Is that where we're at right now?
Yeah, they usually put out a new pair of shoes every year.
They did like a release at Stanford when I was there. And it's funny, they were straight fucking murking kids. It was like I was literally stepping over bodies in the hallway. Like the studio that we train out of was closed. And I was walking through the hallway and like Nike had like this booth set up. And they were like dragging kids out from the general population of the gym and basically saying like, hey, like you want to try out a new pair of Metcons? Like they're not even released yet. And they put them through like a CrossFit workout. There was literally, like, the ambulance was there in, like, 2 minutes. Like, no joke. I'm, like, literally, like, I stepped over this kid. He, like, fell and, like, threw up and, like, hit his head. And I was, like, fuck, man. I don't want any pair of shoes man. Yeah. The fact that, like, Nike sponsors, it's, like, this isn't going away.
I think it will.
You don't think? I mean, I think so it'll be adapted.
They tried to do a spinoff kind of thing like this on CrossFit before called the Grid League.
And but that's still around, right? Like, that's kind of, like, CrossFit Light. No?
It dwindled out pretty quick. They had one good go, and then it was just downhill. It's just the funding. Like, these things cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
And if you're not getting a return on that, it's hard to get to stick around. There's not going to be Super League affiliates all over the world, right? Who's going to buy into that?
Yeah, that's the thing, though. I think just with the network of people involved, I don't know what the overhead is. I don't know what the maintenance cost is.
Right.
Right. Like, if you have someone who's willing, like Nike and Bodybuilder.com, to sink a lot of money into an initial investment, it's like, I'm pretty sure all the people that are going out there are paying their way, right? They're not getting put up in hotels. There's nothing like that. It's more or less like, you go, you do your thing. Because all these people, like the bodybuilders or the powerlifters that are doing this, are used to paying their way to shit. Like, they're not, it's not like there's money there, right?
I'm sure
the same in CrossFit.
Was there a prize for it, for the winner?
Oh, that's a good question. Let me look. And that's the thing. It's like, I don't know how it works as far as, like, finals. Like, is it, like, a world championship? Is it every event there's a prize? I honestly have no idea. But I think it's something that they'll figure it out. Like, just with, like, looking at who's kind of at the head of it. It gives me hope. Like, this could be run by some real fucking donkeys. But, like, Dorian Yates, Stan Efferding, I'm not sure who Gal Ferreira is. But, like, I'm sure if she's keeping the company of those two, like, there's hope. It was just weird that it was, like, you just heard about it here and there. And all of a sudden it was, like, happening. Like, the one in Vegas was the second one. Well, they're all in Vegas. But the one on the Olympia weekend that just passed a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
That wasn't even the first one. They've had one before. And it's like, unless you're really in the know, like, you wouldn't really know about it. So it's like, at the same time, yeah, Nike's backing it, but it's like, what are they putting into as far as, like, actual cross promotion to help make it successful? I'm a little weary about that because, like, they put their stamp on something and they back it. Like, it'll get popular. I don't know, man. Like, they're adopting, like, a team model now. So there's, like, Team USA versus Team Canada. Which is like, I don't know. That's going to be a tough one. I think that happened. Yeah, that happened already.
I mean, you got things too is like viewership too. How? I mean, I'd imagine if they televise this, they can get some decent coverage of it. But going to an event, like ticket sales, who's going to come? And it's probably this big fenced off area. Yeah. You're going to be looking at this guy that you know from Instagram from like 50 yards away.
I'm sorry. Tell me the fucking CrossFit Games isn't any different.
But dude. CrossFit Games fucking sell out.
Yeah, because you guys are fucking zealots, though. That's why. Like, I would not
go and get drunk
fucking
and watch
pay to sit in a field in Wisconsin and watch people ride bikes. That's like, I'm sorry. As like, as much as you disagree with some of the events in here, and
you know,
I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
I see it.
Watching that CrossFit Games event with like the helmet with the visor, you could be Steven Seagal or you could be like Sylvester Stallone. The second anyone wears a helmet with a visor, you're just like, you're a pussy. Like, you're the dumbest looking human I've seen today.
Fuck, like, dude, I have like four helmets with visors.
Really? Well, no, you got like downhill helmets though,
yeah,
right?
Like mountain biking.
I would have respected someone so much more if they just rocked up with a full face.
Oh, yeah.
Just expecting something to be badass, not like hopping your bike over a 6-inch piece of fucking wood.
Oh,
but yeah, so that's Super League. I know people ask me, yeah, it's
interesting concept.
I think, yeah, I'm a little more for it than you might be. And it's just at the end of the day, it's literally like, it's just getting everyone that everyone follows in on Instagram. And I think that may have been like the underlying marketing model is like,
these big names to come out,
exactly,
break some machines.
You don't need to put a billboard up quads. When each, hey, all right, we can't talk about tearing muscles really if they're coming from CrossFit, but I think it's just like from a marketing standpoint, like those who would watch it would know about it through social media. So it's like, right, instead of spending money on a huge, right, billboard,
they have their audience already.
Yeah. It's just, I don't, how do you scale it and how do you monetize it from a business standpoint is still yet to be seen. But I mean, you're looking at some people that have made some money in a sport that otherwise doesn't have any money, like Stan Efferding, Dorian Yates, and NikeBodybuilder.com. Like, these are people that are no dummies when it comes to making money in an industry that otherwise doesn't have any. So it'll be interesting to see how it grows, if it grows. And, you know, we'll do a follow-up episode if it ever does take off. And it'll be like, I told you so, or you'll get to sit there and laugh if it tanks. But be interesting to watch, I mean, for me anyways, to see how it grows. I'm not going to lie, if I got the nod, I'd fucking do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's I'd get dusted, but like some of these events are like, I think coming from a powerlifting background, you have more of an advantage.
Yeah. It's going to skew those numbers. Yeah. Cause, you know, someone like me that squats fucking, you know, a little bit over 4 is going to come nowhere close to someone like you squat 700.
Yeah. Shit. I just think like there are a lot of bodybuilders getting their feet wet in it, but it's even like, cause they're trying to bring two worlds together. Yeah. But I think this still favors, cause there's more, I think, aesthetic bodybuilder or aesthetic powerlifters than there are strong bodybuilders. Dude, I was at a fucking Gold's Gym the other day. This jackass was doing the hip abduction. Which I've come to find out since living in the States, it's called the good girl, bad girl machines.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm going to air quote that, but absolutely. It's like, I saw this guy doing it with a fucking weight belt on. Like, he had, like, a 10-millimeter custom-made Cardillo belt sitting the fuck down, and he was, like, supersetting it with seated calf raises. So it's, like, that guy, obviously a bodybuilder. But you put him up against, you know, like, any of the aesthetic powerlifters. Like, Amit Sapir used to be a bodybuilder, really fucking strong. Stan Efferding, same thing. So I think it, over time, you'll even see that the bodybuilders won't have a place to go. Like, there's Johnny Jackson and Branch Warrens that would probably do really well, but... Yeah, it'll be interesting to see kind of where this goes. Any closing notes
on the Super League? Yeah, my last thing is, any of you guys out there thinking about trying the Super League, just go to a CrossFit gym instead.
Yeah, because that'll be better to not get hurt. That'll definitely be in your best. You know what? Go to a CrossFit gym, because when I do go to commercial gyms, I don't want all of you fucking taking up these 8 machines in the gym and running some sort of, hey, no, bro, I'm using that. No, I'm using that too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's a recap, sort of a brief overview for those of you uninitiated with the Super League. I mean, I think we just got to wait and watch. We'll kind of see. There's enough money to allow it to maintain for a little bit. And then if it reaches, you know, a critical mass of early adopters, I think it'll take off.
I'm interested to see that.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll wait and watch. Yeah, I mean, this will be maybe an installment, one of many, as far as the Super League goes. Close off, special thanks. Actually, dude, we suck at shouting out ourselves as sponsors of our own show. It's like Jin, Lundy are always like, oh yeah, hey, remember that business that we own and that service that we provide online? If you find yourself injured, regardless of your sport, check That's out true. Prescript.com. That's pre-script.com. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Check us out online. And while you're at it, check out Engine Fitness.
Yep. Wonder Jack Productions.
Kyle.
Yeah.
You're good. Kyle, a big shout out to Kyle. He's taken some of our shittiest recordings and made them sound like Beethoven Symphony. So really appreciate that. Back to the comments and the ratings and reviews. I'm going to put something in the Instagram that'll link someone direct. Because it's not easy. To leave, it's not like they don't, because you need
it's
to.
It's actually pretty easy on your phone.
No, like once you're subscribed though, and you just go right to the episodes, you actually got to go back to the main page.
Oh, yeah, you got to search for the podcast.
Click the podcast. Then leave a review. So
we just walked you through it, so you have no excuse now.
Yeah, I'm going to go like an Instagram story, like 1, 2, 3, how to do it. But yeah, that's it for today. Until next time, guys.
All right, we'll see you later.